And with regard to the sunnah, the importance the benefits, the necessity of sunnah, alhamdulillah, Hazrat has said very beautiful poems and written much on this subject also. One beautiful poem which Hazrat said and which Allah in His kindness has made famous in the whole world is Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hai jannat ke raaste. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. What does this mean? If a person walks on Naqsh-e Qadam, the footsteps of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that is the sunnah, he is walking on the road of Jannah. Like if we follow the road going to Springs, we come out in Springs. We follow the road going to Boxburg, we come out to Boxburg. So whoever follows the road with sunnahs in his life, he'll see him come out in Jannah. And also a person who follows sunnahs in his life will get connected with Allah Ta'ala. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. And alhamdulillah, we see that our awliya, our buzurgan-e-deen, that their kalam is all in conformity with Quran and Hadith. That sunnah will make us connected with Allah is from the Quran Sharif. فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ Following my footsteps, Allah Ta'ala says, the footsteps of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah will love you. You'll get the love of Allah. You'll be connected with Allah Ta'ala. So there are two things. By following sunnahs, we will get ultimately Jannah also. And for most of us, that is our object in life, to get Jannah. But really, that is not the greatest object. More greater than that is to find Allah Ta'ala. And by following sunnahs, we will find Allah. We'll get the ma'rifat of Allah. We'll get the muhabbat and love of Allah Ta'ala. By following sunnahs, we will get both things. So, and sunnahs to follow are really very simple and easy. One sunnah that comes to mind, that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, that a person who will read the simple dua, which we all know, in the morning when you step out from your house, three simple duas, Bismillah, Tawakkaltu Allah, La Hawla, Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. All of us, every Muslim knows Bismillah, knows to be Tawakkaltu ala Allah, knows La Hawla wa La Quwwata illa Billah. When you read that, Allah Ta'ala sends a farishta, an angel immediately to you, who in return gives you three duas. And what great three duas that farishta, that angel gives you. The first dua he gives you, Muqita, you got your protection for the day. Your security of the day is done. We have tried very hard with our security, we fail all the time. Try the security of the duas of the malaika. So by reading these three simple duas, first we get the dua, Mufita, your security has been done. The second dua, the farishta gives you, Kufita, all your needs are seen. A person leaves his house because of his necessities, he's got so many needs and necessities. He has to run his shop, he has to make a living, he has to look after his family, he has to maintain his house, children, what and what things. So all your needs will be satisfied just by reading that dua. And the third dua, which is the most important perhaps, hudita, your hidayat for the day is hidayat. Your hidayat is guaranteed, especially in these days of fitna and fasad, when we are bombarded, not with gunas, but with kufr and shirk from all quarters. All the time we, our youth, our women, wherever we are, we are outside also, today in our homes with the TV, with the internet, we are bombarded with evil and filth all the time. Our children in schools, universities, their friends, where they are going, we are, if you get the dua of the malaika, you are denied. We will be protected. And so simple, three simple duas. What are they again? Bismillah. تَوَكَّلْتُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ Nothing to learn, nothing to sort off. And by reading it, your throat is not going to get dry. You don't have to tell your wife, put a bucket of water for me by the door. I have to read this one, my throat gets dry. You're not going to sort and even though your head is going to get sore. Then, some of us, which all of us know. And what three great duas after that, whose duas are mustajab. And they are sent by Allah because Allah wants to accept it and they are going to give up. When this small aspect of deen, in deen it is a small, but in reality it's a very, very great thing. When this delivers so much goods for us, so much benefit, if we make little effort and bring deen into us, really we will see this worldly life is a life of jannah here. If we just make effort to bring deen, deen is not a burden for us. Deen is to make our lives enjoyable, to give us a life of jannah in this world, deen is for that. Deen is not particular, a deen or yusra. Deen is very simple, very easy, but we are tackling the problem the wrong way. Like you have a puncture, you want to change your wheel. Now, if you don't know, you should learn a little bit how to change your wheel. And you take a 4-pound hammer, you take a chisel, and you start knocking off the balls from the of the wheel. And you get 8-10 people, you ask them to lift up your car or to change my wheel. What a mess you make, and you won't succeed also. But if you learn, and in today's times, with technology, a little bit you can take the, you can plug in your cigarette lighter, and it will unscrew all your balls also. It will lift up your car also. Even if you are a person with heart problems, you're an old man, slowly, slowly, with comfort you're able to change your way because you learned how to do. You're approaching it in the right manner. Then, in the same way, many of us, we haven't studied our deen. We are not connected, so we feel deen's very hard. Fajr you have to get up, rozas you have to keep, or zakat you have to give, very hard, deen is hard. You have to be all the time, you save yourself from guna. But the minute you get used to, you get to understand what deen, you will see to save yourself from guna is not only easy, is not only practical, but wallah, to save yourself from guna is enjoyable. You will get pleasure saving yourself from guna. And what noor Allah will fill in your heart. For example, it comes in the hadith, An-nazru sahmun min sihami iblis masmum. This eyes, this lustful gazes, haram gazes that we throw at other women, this is a poisonous arrow of it is an arrow of the poisonous arrows of shaitan. Man tarakahu makhafati, a person who saves himself from this guna. Many people unfortunately feel it's impossible. In today's world you can't save yourself from guna. But wallah, so many people who are so involved in terrible guna, they've given it up completely and they feel so happy about it. And people from all spheres of life, whether students of deen, whether ulama, whether people who are lecturers at universities, any person, how many people they have given up this guna and they found their enjoyment. So in the hadith of Qudsi, Allah Himself says, a person who gave it up in my fear, abdaltuhu. Allah says, I myself give the faith for them. The biggest, that the heart is the king of the body. The king has work, and the king's wages is the greatest. And the king's wages, this man on the street is not going to come and give his wages. The king's wages, the honorable person will give him. Allah says, I will give him his wages. What are the wages? I will change abdal to whom? Iman, such iman I will give. He's got iman. I will exchange that iman for him. He will trade in his old iman, weak iman, a very iman full of doubts, a weak iman. He will trade that in, and I will give him such an iman, yajidu halawatahu fi qalbi. And he actually feel the sweetness of the iman in his heart. Today, most of us, we don't feel the sweetness of iman in our heart. So enjoyment of namaz, we make namaz, it's better to have to make it. We take it as a duty, and it's a great thing that we are doing. But we are not getting enjoyment in our life. In our tilawat of Quran, in dua, we are not getting enjoyment. If we will do this and Allah will give us that iman, of that such level of iman, where you will find the sweetness of iman, then we will see how we enjoy our dua, how we enjoy our salah. So much so, how sadly our halal wives today, we don't enjoy them. But looking at haram women, filth and dirt, then we get enjoyment. What is the condition of such a person? He's not a mad person, he's not a stupid person, really, he's a very iman person. A person whose taste buds of iman are dead. He doesn't get the enjoyment in what Allah has made halal for. But he gets enjoyment in haram. A person who doesn't get enjoyment in biryani, in roast, and he gets enjoyment drinking urine and eating stool, whatever, and he's not a bad person, he's not a blind person, he's not a stupid person, there's no word to this life. In deen, there's one word that the person's iman is great. That's why he can't enjoy in what Allah has made halal. So the minute we will get connected with deen, and the way to get connected with deen are the men of deen, the ulama, and particularly ulama in Rabbaniyin. One is an ali, like in Bukhari Sharif's riwayat, the person who killed 99 people. And then he realized I've done some great wrong. And also, whenever the thought of Tawbah comes in our heart, the thought of I must change my life, I can't carry on like this, entertain, that is a guest from Allah. A special guest Allah has set into your heart. Allah sent the farishtas to put that in your heart. Entertain it, accept it wholeheartedly. Don't let it go. Change your life and make that. So this person, after 99 people, this thought came into him, I must change my life, I must make tawbah. He went to an ali, he asked him. And one is an ali who knows rules and laws, halal, haram, jais, najais. He knows that. According to that, he told him, 99 people you kill, you're going straight to Jahannam. There is no chance for you. Because he knows the book that so many murders, one murder is enough. 99 murders, he killed him also. Then after some time, again he got the thought that I must make tawbah. Then he went to an alim Rabbani who knew the laws also and who knew Allah also. He knew the clemency and mercy and the forgiveness of Allah also. The law is there, but he knew how merciful Allah is and how kind Allah is. So he told him in the light of that full knowledge of his that you just make tawbah. Allahu Akbar. Just imagine a person who is a 99-year-old kafir, 999-year-old kafir, mushrik, munafiq, the worst gunas he committed. As soon as he reads La ilaha illallah, he was Jahannami, and how long it takes to read La ilaha illallah? As soon as he reads it, he becomes a Jannah. He was maghuz, hated by Allah. As soon as he read Kalima, he becomes Mahbub. He was a Nari, a person of the fire of Jannah. As soon as he reads it, he becomes a Nuri. A person who makes Tawbah, who got Iman, and he's also full of sin. But the minute you make Tawbah, for example, a person hasn't got a full Sunnah beard, but he realizes I do wrong. I must keep a proper Sunnah beard. As soon as he realizes that he makes tawbah of his guna, his vietnam will grow immediately. But that guna is gone. If he has to die, he won't be asked, why didn't you keep a sunnah beard? He made his niyat already. So just imagine how merciful is not Allah Ta'ala. So that is what we have to do when we will learn deen from ulama and Rabbani deen. Otherwise, if we only learn it from ulama, they will be according to the kitabs of fiqh. According to the kitab of the laws of Islam, he will tell us, this is halal, this is haram, this is jais, this is najais. He won't really also show us solutions also. He will only give us rulings. But the person who is an alim Rabbani will show you the mercy of Allah. He will show you solutions also. How to come out of your darkness. How to give up your bad life and come towards Allah Ta'ala. And ulama Rabbaniyin, in our language commonly we call mashayikh, ahlullah. The ulama are there. And they have got great knowledge also, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah used to say, an alim is noor. And an alim who has got connection with Allah Ta'ala is noorun ulama. He has got everything. So that is what we must connect ourselves, and wallah, we will see deen is a pleasure. Dunya, the hatred of dunya will come. At the moment how we love our dunya, our homes, our gardens, our food, our cars, our clothing, our holiday, all the things are so dear to us. The minute a person who has seen Jannah can be wrecked after the dunya after that. A person who has seen Hurul Een, will he ever look at the filthy and dirty woman of the street? But we haven't seen the Hurul Een. And they are described fully in the hadith, but we are not acquainted. What are we going to get in Akhirah? What are we going to get in Jannah? We haven't got time to acquaint ourselves. Only this dunya, my job, my shop, my house, that we are worried about. So we don't get the chance to see. We don't get the chance to see the life of the Buzurgani Deen, how they lived their life. What opportunities of dunya they had, and they didn't even take the trouble of taking it. They just ignored it. They didn't even worry about the dunya. What was it? They found Allah. Forget Jannah. If you find Allah, Allah is the creator of Jannah. So what is the beauty of Allah? The mercy of Allah, the kindness of Allah. A person who finds love, even if it is haram love, he becomes mad in that love. If you get the love of Allah, who is the creator of Allah, of love, and love is in the heart, and Allah is the creator of the heart, and that love of Allah comes in your heart, what else will you want? You will forget Jannah. Wallah, in Jannah, when the people of Jannah will have got all the ni'mat, and then finally, when Allah will show himself, they will forget all the ni'mat of Jannah. The food, the mansions, the woman, the ulul-ilm, they will forget that. Allah. And a person who gets Allah in his dunya, and one way of that is sunnah, and the whole of deen, we can find Allah ta'ala. And once you have find Allah, found Allah, this dunya will just fall from your eyes. Now season of autumn is coming in, the leaves of the trees, when we have to take a stick and beat on the tree so the leaves fall down. They're just going to fall down all the time. You pick up the leaves, your back breaks, so many leaves, and again just so many leaves. You can't stop. Gunas will fall from our life. We won't have to take a stick to hit the gunas from. They will fall from our life on their own, from our lives. Gunas will fall off. Love of dunya, this temporary, which is just a bubble, this dunya is like a bubble of the water. It bursts any time. And just like a shadow, the shadow gets finished. We will realize this realities and we won't hanker after this dunya. The minute we see the love of Allah, and all we see the love of Jannah, the love of the Hurul Eid, but Allah's love is the greatest. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshaAllah. So try and create, so try and learn all the sunnahs also, and also practice upon them. And in sunnahs also, there is great enjoyment. And when a person will do it, that this was the way of my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, see then how much enjoyment a person gets. A person, just because his wife wants him to do a certain thing in a certain way, just to make her happy, he enjoys doing it in that way. So to make your Nabi, that how my Nabi will be happy. And our a'mal are presented to our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They are presented to Allah ta'ala also. So if you think that I did this, nobody knows I made miswak. Nobody knows I went in the toilet with the left foot and came out with the right foot. And with this extra in our mind, this is the way of life. And you enjoy doing it. See how much you'll enjoy that amal and how much you'll be blessed with the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And a person who goes to Medina to Munawwara and his heart is filled with the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he can read salatu salam for 2 minutes. And somebody else can read for 20 minutes, but he hasn't got that love. What a great difference. One, you learn in a book, recitation, a poem of love. When you got married the first night, you say to your wife, but you haven't got love in your heart. And one is, you just tell her simply, I love you. And what enjoyment you say. What a great difference between the two. For example, zikr, we have to take Allah's name. That is right. We should not just make zikr on our own. Learn zikr from those who know how to make zikr. For example, you are told read 100 times Allah, and you read, for example, now you don't know Allah. You don't get any enjoyment, and you're just reading as a Allah. You are finishing 100 times. It is like, for example, your wife's name is Fatima. Now you thought to make love to her, I must repeat her name, say Fatima, 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 Fatima. She'll also give you one step, one step. But if you tell her one time Fatima, then see the difference. Her heart will melt, your heart will melt. So take Allah's name, Allah. And who is Allah? And you take what that release and enjoyment, and then see what enjoyment you get. The Sheikh of Hadith, Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, says, I saw some of my huzurs, when somebody else is making zikr, water comes in their mouth. Water comes in our mouth when we talk about biryani, when we talk about samosas, pies, rolls, etc. Or the smell of it comes, or we see a picture, then the water comes. Today, when somebody else was making zikr, today our condition is such, somebody else is making zikr. We don't make, somebody else is making, and our stomach gets on. Our head, we are allergic to zikr. A person is allergic when he takes something which he shouldn't be taking. You are allergic to banana, and you took a banana tablet, the reaction is going to come on. Now this, you did not make it zikr, somebody else, so allergic we have become of zikr, somebody else makes zikr, and you get a stomach. You get a head, your head becomes sore. So allergic, whereas zikr, if you know what it is, what enjoyment there is in taking the knife of your beloved. But we haven't, and Allah hasn't become our beloved. We haven't found Allah Ta'ala. We are just like lawyers knowing the law of the country, but we haven't found the love of the lawmaker. What he is. So may Allah bless us. In this ayat al-Kareema, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says three things. Ya ayyuhallatheena aamanu, O you who have got iman. Ittaqullah, acquire taqwa. And kunu as-sadiqeen, be with those people who are truthful, truthful in their taqwa. So three things. We will discuss the three, and then bayan is also over. There are three things in the Quran Sharif which Allah has explained abundantly. One is over and over. Perhaps there isn't a page in the Quran Sharif where we won't see Ya ayyuhalladhina aamanu. Over and over. The other is the dhikr of Allah. Allah has mentioned that Hazrat Shaykh of Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah has written, the most command that has come in the Quran Sharif of any amal is the dhikr of Allah. So much it has come. And then taqwa. You read over and over, and so much of taqwa. Ya ayyuhalladhina aamanu ittaqullah. Taqwa. Waltanzur nafsun ma qaddamat lighad. Wattaqullah. Again taqwa. Over and over Allah has commanded. Three things have been repeated abundantly in the Quran. Ya ayyuhalladhina aamanu, zikr and taqwa. With regard to the first, that Allah is addressing the people, that oh you who have got iman. This is a great honor and a great royal address which Allah has given us. When now this ayat is read, or we read it in the Quran, oh you who are believers, Ya ayyuhalladhina aamanu, who is Allah referring to? Ya in our gathering, who is Allah referring to? To who is Allah referring to? To all of us. So Allah has told us that you are the people of iman. What a great thing. Iman is that if there is a man in the world who owns everything in the world, all the buildings, the aeroplanes, the shops, the farms, whatever you can think of, all the women of the world are his. He's got the best health, very good health also. And no headache, no stomachache, no illness, he doesn't have to take a tablet. But he hasn't got iman. And another person who has got no money, who is in debt, who has got all sicknesses on him, everything, but he's got a speck of iman. This person is better than millions than all those people. Allah has said, you are people of iman. That's iman. And I don't know what is in your heart. You don't know what is in my heart. Allah said, I don't know. Allah has said, you people of iman. This is an honorary address from Allah. May Allah appreciate that Allah is calling us people of Iman. People who have got their passport of Jannah, who got their visa of Jannah in this world. If somebody gets South African citizenship, how they try so much. And some even in all wrong ways, bribery and everything. But I must get my papers. Somebody wants England's citizenship. Somebody wants American. You get the green card, you think, oh, we are born in Jannah. Because you got a green card. Yeah, Allah is saying that I am giving you your passport of Jannah. And a person who travels anywhere in the world, perhaps the thing that he cherishes and looks after the most is his passport. All the time, my passport must be saved. Otherwise, what will happen? Allah gave us the passport of Jannah. Who looks after? Whoever reads the passport there, my iman, is it intact? Or did I lose my iman somewhere? In my one journey towards my work, 5 kilometers, perhaps I lost my iman. What is what I was looking at? What is what I was thinking? What type of friends I met? What I spoke about?
Perhaps I lost my iman.
We never even think of looking. You get your visa. Allah gave you the visa. You didn't even make an application. You have to get a passport, a visa, passport. How about it? You have to make one your application. To get a visa, how that you have to apply, you have to go for interview, what and what. Then you get, you feel so happy, oh, I got my visa. You are so happy about it. Allah gave us the passport of Jannah, visa of Jannah, and Jannah will pay those inshallah. But who of us appreciate? So anyway, Iman is a great, great treasure that Allah has given us. The second Allah has mentioned, Taqwa. What is Taqwa? Taqwa is that ability, that himmah, that power, that capability which is in you, that what Allah has commanded, you fulfill it. And what Allah has forbidden, you stay away from it. That is taqwa. Simple, there is more, lot of definition, but a simple definition of taqwa, that everything what Allah has made for us on you, of all your five times namaz, your rozas, your zakat, looking after your eyes, your anger, no jealousy you have, no hatred you have, that is taqwa, you stay away. And what Allah has commanded you to do, you do all those things, that is taqwa. So this is a thing, that capability, and that that himmat, that strength, that power, everyone has got it. Because Allah hasn't given a single command which we can't do. Allah didn't tell us to stay away from a guna, but it was impossible to stay away. تَقْلِيفِ مَا لَا يُطَاقِ لَا يُكَلِّفُ مَا نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Otherwise, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, Allah will be an oppressor and zalim. That He told us to do something which we can't do. So whatever Allah has commanded us with, we can do it. And now then, what does taqwa mean then? That we can do it. And taqwa means that you must be able to do it, but from before already you have the capability. All what this taqwa is, and why we have to connect ourselves with the mashayikh. Ulama will learn masalah. If you want to become an alim, go to Darul Uloom. If you want to learn masalah, hadith, tafsir, go to an alim, go to Darul Uloom. But if you want that taqwa which is in you, just to ignite it, which is, it is covered in the ashes, it is covered up with sand, etc. Just to open it up, just to go to the ahlul. And wallah, in these times which we all know how much fitnah, how much fasad, what evil is there, we know what our natures are, but those people in these times of ours who made contact and proper contact with ahlul, Allah Ta'ala opened. And for them to stay away from guna in these times has become a pleasure for them. For example, see, we are not buzurgs, we are far from it. But alhamdulillah, we stayed with buzurgs, Allah gave us the tawfiq. We saw great buzurgs. Great buzurgs saw us. We had the opportunity to stay with them. From such the hadiths of buzurgs, what is the buzurg story? From the hadiths of buzurgs, just a few that come to mind now. At this moment, there is one professor who teaches in a university, and he writes the dressing of the students. Anyone you see, university students, how they dress and carry on, but he says how Allah protects. In that environment of that complete evil, and how he's got his connection with Allah. And when he writes his condition of his love for Allah, water comes in power. Haji Indarullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali's reference that usually a murid sacrifices everything for his share. Because through his share he found Allah, the love of Allah, the love of Nabi alayhi salam, and he becomes so happy with his share that he sacrifices and he's all the time just thinking and in love with his share. But when a share finds a murid who is still far from me, but he discerns, makes out that he's sincere, he wants to find the love of Allah, then the share sacrifices for the murid. The murid actually has to sacrifice for the share. But when you find the murid like that, and our share says, our share, Maulana Hakim Sahib Da'amakwa Rahmatullah Alayh used to say, when I find somebody, I give my life for their person. So this is what is that? What of Allah? When you find that, you are prepared to sacrifice everything for that person. So, what was I saying?
And protects his gazes in the university.
So a person, when he will, this taqwa, that is capability, it is within a person. The shaykh, all what he do, is he ignited. And you will see now, so that professor of the university, I was saying, that he's in the midst of fitna from all sides, but alhamdulillah, how he protects himself. A young boy, married man, about 30 years or so, working in a laboratory, he says the patients who come and I have to take their blood, etc. He says some of them, the women, and they dress very scantily also, and they tempt me also. How they with their behavior, but how Allah protects it. And also he explains the love of Allah. And they can't stop the fighting of the love of the Shaykh, because through the Shaykh they got this. A young girl, about 18 years old, today what is the life of an 18-year-old girl? And in guna, in fashion, and in what they want, but Allah, you can't, and these are just two or three that are coming to mind. There are dozens and dozens, scores of such people in this time, when people who are filthy and dirty themselves like us, but just because the little connection with our mashayikh, see what is this. So this is that silsila. So this is what Allah said, acquired it, taqwa. Just acquire it. You got it. Everyone has got it. Don't be immature. You got the himmat, but you are a thief of that himmat, you don't want to use it. Like for example, two people were driving, so time came to have meals. So the one told the other one, I'll go and buy the groceries, little bit, vegetables, tomatoes, onions to cook, you collect the firewood. So he said that I'm so tired, I haven't got no himmat, I won't be able to do that. So he said, okay, he came, he collected the firewood, he said, you peel the onions, slice the onions, peel the pot. He said, oh, I can't manage, I won't be able to manage. So he said, okay, he lit the fire, he peeled the onions, everything, slice the onions, peel the potatoes, everything, he's busy cooking. He said, put the Mr. Khan down, the plate. He said, I won't manage. So he put the food, so he said, come and eat. He said, I feel so shy. How long I refused to eat. Now I can't stop refusing. Now I can't come and sit down. So this is immature. He got immature. For food, how many of us say, I'm weak, fajr, I'm weak. My eyes, I'm very weak. I just see other women and I can't take my eyes off them. But when they have to swear their wife and fight with their wife, then they're not weak. When you see their anger and how they swear, and then you see that how they become like bulls, like giants, and how they fight and how they carry on, then you don't see any sign of weakness. But when it comes to namaz, to make zikr, to make Quran Sharif tilawat, oh, I'm very weak, I can't do it. This is all, you are a thief of your own self. You've got the courage, Allah has promised you, Allah has given it to you, but you are a thief. Use it, and you'll see you can use it. And when you use it, you'll see what Allah will bless you. So Allah Ta'ala, then taqwa. Which is so much. Then dhikrullah, which is also mentioned so much in the Quran Sharif. The most which has been shared, rahmatullah alayhi said. And according to Quran Sharif classification, there are three groups of people as far as dhikr is concerned. The one Allah Ta'ala says that فَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهَ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ وَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِ فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Those people who are qasiya qulubuhum, their hearts are hard, like rock and stone. They don't make no zikr of Allah. Allah says even the stones make zikr of Allah. But their hearts are even more harder than stone. No zikr of Allah. That is the kuffar. Don't make any zikr of Allah. May Allah save us from this category and that group. Then Allah refers to another group in the Quran Sharif, the second group, لا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا. They don't remember Allah Ta'ala, but very little. When they want to show people, they make some zikr. Or when it just suits them and there is nothing else to do, little zikr. These are the munafiqun who make very little zikr of Allah. Allah save us from that group. The third group the Quran speaks of, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقْعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Those people, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَكَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Together with the zikr, the zikr of Allah, morning and night. If you love Allah, automatically you want to take His name. You enjoy taking His name. You just got engaged to a girl who is Fatima. Then you just engaged her. At night you can't sleep. You take her name with tarannum, with Fatima. You are madly in love. You are not yet married also. Different story. After 6 months of marriage, you fight like cats and dogs with those poor parties. But at the moment, how, if you get the love of Allah, hey, how won't you enjoy? You won't be able to stop thinking of Allah. Hey, for you not to think of Allah in the toilet will become a mujahid. Today, you take out 2-3 minutes and sit and make zikr of Allah, oh, very hard. The 18th Ruj, Juma, after Asr, you see people just can't sit. They just, some get up straight away, some after 2 minutes. Find it so hard to sit and make zikr. A person finds it so hard. But when Maulana Muhammad Umar Safar and Quri, Alhamdulillah, in one Hidayat, Bayan says, Amen, Ya Muhammad, the day you will get enjoyment of zikr, you'll never want to go in Krishna. You'll just want to sit in zikr when you get that enjoyment. At the moment, we can't sit. It's a big mujahada. To take the name of your beloved, of your greatest benefactor, the one who gave you your existence, who gave you your eyes, your brains, your heart, and you can't take his name. He doesn't give you pleasure to take his name. Are you a human or are you worse than an animal also? Hey, Allah who has done everything and we can't even remember him. We can't make the 5 times for us, namaz and so forth. We can't read little Quran which is direct communication with Allah. Zikrullah. So zikr are 3 groups. Then Allah has the 3rd thing which Allah has mentioned greatly in the Quran Sharif. One was Ya Ayyuhallazina Amanu, one is taqwa and one is zikr. So Allah says acquire the taqwa. And the hadith says, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَعَدٍ. Everything has got a mind. We all know there are gold mines, there are silver mines, diamond mines, all types of mines. But if we don't know, we don't know there are mines of taqwa. We know a lot of businesses also. We know business, import, export, retail, wholesale, furniture business, motor car business, cash and cash, a lot of types of business. But we don't know there is a business like reading Durood Sharif also. It's a business also. There is a business like making tilawat of Quran Sharif. It's a business that also. A business like making zikr also. And all these businesses, just like the Sunniya's businesses, if you become old, they give you pension. And they didn't invent pension. They learned from Allah. If we go in the business of reading, making nafil namazes, ishraq, chash, tawameen, whatever, shukar, hajj, and you become old and you can't read, Allah gives pension. Allah tells the farishta, my banda is not old, now he can't work anymore in this business, but you give him pension. You keep on writing the sawab. Allah gives sikh leave also. Sikh leave also people learn from Allah. They only give sick leave for 3 weeks or so. Allah tells the farishta, as long as you are sick, write the sawab. Allah gives travel allowance also. They also give travel allowance when you go traveling for the company, you're doing company business, they pay your airfare, they pay your hotel, and they give you first class ticket. Allah also gives travel allowance. That when you become, you're on safar, without making tahajjud, Allah tells the farishtas, write the tahajjud. Without doing his normal ma'amulat, Allah says, write it full. He's on safar now, he can't manage. Allah writes it down for you. So how kind is not Allah Ta'ala? So this taqwa is what Allah Ta'ala commands us, we must acquire. And then where are you going to get this taqwa? وَقُونُوا وَأَصَّحَ. Allah will tell you, it's so easy. That where you don't have to do mining. If you are going to open a diamond mine, how much are you going to invest? How much people, license you have to get? What and what? Are you going to do illegal mining, gold mining? If you do legal mining, how much, what and what you're not going to do? Any type of mining, you become a miner when you work underground. In the tunnels and right at the bottom, how fast is it? The mind of taqwa, Allah says, the hearts of those people who have recognized mind in their hearts. How do you mind? When you go to Ahlullah, Bashar, don't try and take knowledge from them. For that, go to Darul Uloom. For Amal, go to Darul Uloom, go in Tabligh Jamaat. Lot of Amal comes in a person. People who had no Amal in their lives, they went in Jamaat. Amal came in their lives. So that you will get there. But if you want the Marifat of Allah, you want Taqwa, you want Sifat, qualities, this is the hearts of the Arif. You focus your attention on their hearts. And you say, Ya Allah, what he's got in his heart, Ya Allah, you give that to me. Give me a portion of that. And you set with that intention. even if the Shaykh doesn't speak a word, he just keep, and you focus on his heart, you will get. Even if your Shaykh is 10,000 kilometers away, our Shaykh Manana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah explains, which our Shaykh told us many times, there is a certain type of a bird that lays its eggs in one place. Normally, the hens to sit on the eggs, then it hatches between 21 and 28 days. The first birds, they hatch after between 21 and 28 days. But this bird flies for a distance of about 3,000-4,000 kilometers away. And from there, puts attention on the eggs, and the eggs hatch. Right? So in this way, the Shaykh can be found. You take from his heart, and he focuses on you no matter where you are, but if you got that connection. If you just became bad for name's sake, just for barakah's sake, just for the sake of becoming bad, or just that if a big share certain person, I become bad to him, I will also become prestigious. He'll get doubts, I will also just be thrown in. And the mob throws him, I'll sit right next to him also. And the special food comes there. And the first food comes there. So if you become bad for that, that is one beautiful poem our Shaykh Rahmatullah said, Unse milne ka yahi ek raah. It's only just one way how you can get connected to Allah Ta'ala. Unke milne waalon se raah paida. Those who have meet Allah, who have known Allah, who are in and out, so to say, by Allah, you connect yourself with them, they will connect you with Allah. So one person who joined Hazrat in one safar in India, he was a joker, jester, and he used to always sleep also next to Hazrat. So he changed that form a little bit. He made it in this way, that Murali khane ki yahi ek raah. If you want chicken all the time, breakfast, lunch and supper all the time, Murali khane walo se raah. Those who eat chicken all the time, you just go over there. You don't get chicken all the time. So Hazrat said, Salim, if your niyat is only to eat chicken all the time, you only get chicken. But if your niyat is the creator of chicken, you get chicken also, and you get the creator of chicken also. So this is when we stay with Allah. This is what. And then when we get connected with Allah, we will see, without exaggeration, Jannah in this world. We won't say that this world, what a tough life it is, how difficult, and the tension which is upon us all the time. No matter who we are, rich people, no sleepholders, insomnia, and tension all the time. What house is going to happen? What's going to happen here? What's going to happen? Elections coming, what's going to happen? Dollar price going up, what's going to happen? Petrol price going up. Everything, all the time you are worried. Those who got connection with Allah, la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. No fear, no grief, no sorrow. That is in this world of prayer. Allah is their friend. Allah is with them. So all we have to do, and it's on the plate, we just have to eat it. We are not prepared to eat it from the plate also. We don't have to go and cook it. We don't have to go and grow the vegetables. We don't have to grow up the cow and then get the milk or fiber. We don't have to go and do all hard work. Everything is for us. And alhamdulillah, by Allah's fazl, Allah has made it such that before what we knew, alhamdulillah, only India, Pakistan, we have to go there. Today, alhamdulillah, how many of great Allah's awliya Allah has made in our country? How many of them? They are here. So we are close to them. Everything is so easy for us. And we still don't take advantage. When we go in our qabr and we did not find Allah without finding Allah, Allah didn't send us in this dunya to build mansions. Allah didn't send us to forest to have a flowing gardens and to have waterfalls and cascades and to have beautiful bedrooms and beautiful bathrooms. Allah didn't send us for that. Allah sent us here to get our Jannah. Allah sent us here to find Allah Ta'ala. A person who was sent by his company to do some work, he did everything else. He went and see 5 days cricket commentator match. He went and do everything else. When he comes back, and he tells, I went to see cricket match, test match, and I did this, but the work we gave you, no, that I didn't do. What will happen to such a person? Allah sent us for a special, we did everything else, but what we were sent for, we are not doing. You can hire a person to wash your car, I'll give you 50 rand, 100 rand. Yes, the soap, yes, the shampoo, yes, the brush, yes, the tire polish, everything you give him. He brings his car and he starts washing his car. But all your will he even let you start? Who will allow you to even start there? Anyway, he washes his own car with all your things. And then he says, boss, okay. I want my 100 rand. Oh, you give 2 kicks on that. So you know you're not to hurt your leg, giving me 2 kicks also. What kind of a person? You hire somebody working, helping the house, and you tell him, my baby, yes, the house lady tells her, yes, the shampoo, yes, the clothing, the napkins, the bath oil, and whatever, all the things, yes, it all. She brings her baby to wash. And you allow him to carry on. And then she says, baby, then who can ever anyone tolerate this? Allah did everything for us. وَخَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Everything! Allah gave you your eyes. You didn't make your eyes. Your father didn't make your eyes. Your mother didn't make your brain. Allah alone made all. خَلَقَكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِنْ بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. How Allah created us. Allah alone is the creator. All what we have got now, billions of Allah's ni'mat which we don't know. One thing, okay, we know this, the air which we are breathing in, but who considers that? This comfortable floor, this masjid, Allah. On one occasion, one of Muhammad Ilyas sent out a Jama'at, with one Maulana who was doing Kodesh. When they came back again at night, Maghrib time, hard jail. They said, Maulana, we do Kash 24 hours, but don't send us for Kodesh. This is, we can't take this. Allah said, I never sent you, my work is not for you to go in collection. But I just wanted you to appreciate that these Maulanas who do collection, you go to a ready-made masjid. A Jamaat comes to this masjid, for example, what nice carpets, what flooring, I'm sure there's a Jamaat room also, kitchen also. Everything for the Jamaat. I appreciate these Maulanas who go door to door. People accuse them of what and what. People chase them out. People humiliate them and chase them out. After all that, they make this masjid for you and get your masjid. That is why. So Allah who has done everything for us, we don't appreciate. Hey, we just take things for, we think it's our birthright. Our eyes are in order. It's not my birthright. It's a gift from us. A gift. Allah didn't sell it to you. You didn't pay for it. It's a gift Allah gave you free of charge. Your heart, your brains, everything. What great presence of Allah, Allah has blessed us with. To appreciate this, to acknowledge this. Today we don't acknowledge. Dr. Abdul Hayy, very great Muslim. Also one point notice, he was a doctor. But just because of company of awliya, Ahlullah, Maulana Thani, Rahmatullah, he is known as Maulana. People call him Maulana Abdul Hayy. He is the peer and sheikh of Mufti Taqi Usman, Mufti Rafi Usman. What a lovely position. Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Mansoor Rahmatullah. He was a political man, government man in the time of the British, and who served in the British government were looked down upon. He was in the British government, but because of his contact with Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali, when he was present, great, great ulama like Mufti Shafi Sahib Usman. Like Maulana Abraham Haqsah, Maulana Abdul Ghani, great, great ulama, nobody would speak a word. Only he speak was a non-Ghani. This is what you get from contact with the Ahlullah. Allah gives you a position, though you're not an alim, but Allah gives you so much of position. So anyway, Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi was invited by one murid for me. He went, he ate, finished everything, and he made a great habit. One of his distinguishing features was shukr. Should make a lot of shukr. So from the parda, the house lady did that. Jazakallah, it was very nice food. I appreciate Allah rewarded him. Was he gave her, he praised her, and he went away. He went away, she started crying profusely. So husband asked her, why are you crying? Maulana didn't insult you, he didn't criticize you, he praised you, he thanked you, he gave you duas. She said, I'm crying because 40 years I'm cooking for you. Not one day you told me jazakallah. Not one day you told me, mashallah, the food is very nice to me. I appreciate it very much. And each one of us, those who are smiling, I know they are guilty. Because they also didn't do it till today. So we also didn't do it till today. So anyway, so he learned his lesson. The next day, having lunch, so he started jazakallah. Very nice. I appreciate it very much. Again, she started crying. And remember, when the woman is a no-win situation, you can't be. And not a big problem. There's the same thing they tell about us. There's the same thing. You can never win with them. You can't make them happy. They want their lives completely. Today is this right. Today is that right. Today they want it this way. Tomorrow they want it that way. So anyway, I asked, why are you crying? She said, 40 years I'm cooking for you. Not one day you told me jazaka. Yeah, you found a lot of fault in my food. Salt is too much, too hot, too cold. You found a lot of fault, but not one day, one praise. Today when your neighbor's wife sent the food, you can't stop praising. You're just going on and on for yourself all the time. So sugar is a great, great thing. Allah Akbar. See the Quran Sharif in Surah Ahzab. At the end of Surah Ahzab, 22 superhs. Allah said, Inna arad al-amanita al-samawati wal-ard. This is amanat which is the amanat of me. And who wanted it? And Allah presented it. Inna arad al-samawati wal-ard. The heavens and the earth are abayna and yahmina. He said, Ya Allah, we can't manage. The amanat of deen is great creation like the heavens and the earth. Hamalah al-insan. Small little insan. Compared to the mountains and the sky, not even a thought, not even a speck. He said, I am the Lord. Muhammad innahu kana zaluma jahula. He is a person who made zulam on himself. He didn't know. And he made jahalat on himself. He didn't know what he's in for. Anyway, there's great detail and beautiful detail in that also. Then Allah presented the true Nabi Dawud alayhi salam and his son Sulaiman alayhi salam. They carried this amal. And what Allah gives them when they carry this amount. Allah makes it easy for you. Allah only wants your inclination, your desire. I prepare. Like my example in the life, just a little bit, the father tells his big son, 20, 25 year old, pick up this box here, it's a heavy box. The son, 20, 25, he's in a different world of his own. He tells the half, I want to do it. The 2 year old boy, he's got so much love, he said, I will do it. Where can he pick up that box? So just like that, insan said, I'm prepared. I will. But now the father will pick it up and the boy will just put his hand. And he will tell the mother, oh, today, you know, you're 2 year old boy. He picked up this big box too. The father takes this little child for a walk, he can't walk. But the father is thinking, you put the child on your lap and you drive it. When you came home, you tell the mother, hey, today your boy, he drove, man. And the boy also is happy. Mommy, today I drove, right through the shops I drove. But what can insan do? Insan can? Allah is the Allah. So when Allah helped Dawud alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah gave them all the namas of dunya. Rabbi habli mulkan la yabghi li ahadin min ba'di. Such a government that nobody before him made such a government, nobody after him. Control of the winds, control of the jinnat, language of the birds, language of the animals. Today who got it? Nobody. And today they go, we got Sputnik, we can see right in the 10th floor of the basement, a person who's smoking, what brand cigarette is smoking. And whether it's a full cigarette or a strong, that also we can see. But how was in Malaysia, 1090s, 1070s, Muslims, they can't see anything. Then 1 month almost going, they can't see a thing. But like that, how they bluff us. And we also all fall into that whole trap of theirs, how they bluff us. So anyway, what the kingdom Allah gave Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And then not only that, as far as deen, Allah made them anbiya. Which greater gift can the people be? Nabi for Allah. Then Allah contrasted with qawmi salam. Then we have jannatan, ayyaminu wa shimal. Gardens of jannat, we gave them all around them. And what great gift when we did not carry that amal. They made na shukri. Then Allah said, change the gardens of jannat with the pits of hell. Those beautiful orchards, we made the most bitter things to grow there. We changed everything completely for them. So this is the lesson, make shukr to Allah. That Allah, what He has given us, we don't make no shukr. In the morning, now at night, all of us practically, we travel, even if we walked on the road, but most of us came by car. What and what would not happen? Those of us who came by from 20 kilometers from work, from Joburg, from other places, people who have traveled from us, what cannot happen on the road? Allah brought us safe. When we wake up in the morning, what should not have happened at night? You could have slept in your bed, and when you opened your eyes, you were perhaps in a hospital. You suffered a heart attack. You suffered a stroke. Then you became paralyzed. Anything could have happened. Where groups could have got in your house. and he could have tortured you, and he could have tormented you, and what stress and trauma you could have gone through. When you get up in the morning, you can't even say, Allahumma ma asbahti min ni'matin. Oh, bi ahdi min khalqi khumin khala. La sharika lak. Allah called this Najat out. And briefly in your mind, just let your mind flow, that Ya Allah, what ni'mat. Today I'm 50 years old. 50 years, Ya Allah, how safe you kept me. Otherwise, what would have happened in my life? My iman kept intact in this 50 years. I went to college, I went to university, I could have lost my iman. What conditions came in my life? I could have easily fallen in drugs at that time. I could have fallen in alcohol. You said to me, today you, but no shame. Complain. Little though is painful. Little bit some problem, be complaining. But no sugar. That is not the way we should learn. So to learn this, make contact with the Ahlullah. If we were staying in their company, and any, as I mentioned, not even there, just for name's sake. And there are plenty. Move your heart inclines to in our country, Alhamdulillah, today. Allah has given lots of Ahlullah. And people from around the world, see our dark rooms. Students from the world are coming. In the Khalqas, people from around the world are coming. People are making contact and becoming bright from around the world. We who are living here, let us not be deprived. Let us take advantage. And not only in formality and namesake, but with the essence. In the Quran Sharif, Allah says, وَحَسُنَا أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. That the company of these great people, Nabiyeen, Siddiqeen, Shuhada, Salihin, and also one that of Ali Ta'ajjub, what beautiful is not their company. And another thing that a person makes is istifada from that ayah, that when you keep company with the pious, keep good company. Go with a sincere intention. Don't go out there with to criticize, to find fault, for example. Don't just go there to pass time. Don't go there even just to get salah. That is also good enough. But not even that. Go there with the niyat of Islam. May your heart becomes clean. And the minute your heart is clean, Allah comes in your heart. You only even have to say, Aja meri aankho mein, samaja meri dil mein. But what you will say? Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. My heart has become clean, Allah. And you come into a clean heart. And the minute Allah comes into your heart, Allahu Akbar. Hal yushaa wa siyu al-nasar kumtullani ilaha wa zinilaha. What a beautiful analogy he drew from this ayah of the Qur'an Sharif, where Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةَ أَبْسَلُوهَا وَجَعَلُوا عِذَّ الْحَاشِهَا أَذِيقًا. That kings, when they enter and conquer a country, whether it's Crimea, whether it's Ukraine, when they enter a country, they overtake the whole country. So, when Allah enters the heart, Allah overtakes the heart. And all the opposition there, what a ruler, a person who conquered, he takes the opposition, he either puts them into jail, or he kills them, because he don't want trouble from the enemy. So all Allah's opposition, love of dunya, hatred, jealousy, malice, looking at other women, anger, laziness in namaz, all these are Allah's opposition. Allah puts them in jail, or Allah slaughters and kills them. Now Allah has conquered the heart. And when Allah has conquered your heart, what love? When you have had the real things of the real owner of the heart is only today we have put a few of the house and all the other fracases and all them come and take control of the house. You go to court, then they must vacate, they must clear up, you'll have fights. And you say today, now they just leave it, we don't want trouble with these people. We have put everyone else in our heart, and the heart is the residence of Allah. Allah says, I don't put in the heavens, I don't put in the heart, in the earth. The only place I put is the heart of a mu'min. But Allah won't come in a dirty heart. Clean your heart, and then Allah will come immediately into that. And when Allah is the king, and in your heart, you're the king of the world. Ek tu mera to har shay nahi, zameen meri aasman mera. Ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi. I hope I could have made myself understood that the thing is, we have to find out. No, we are not here only for ibadat also. Not for dunya, that's out of the question. We are not here for, Islam hasn't forbidden. Do your business. But that's not your object, that's a side. Your object is to find Allah and make your connection with Allah and to build your akhirah. That is why Allah has put us here. So for them, this is the way. You can know listen us, alhamdulillah. You know hadith in and out, alhamdulillah. But you haven't found Allah. You don't know Allah. Make the Allah ar-Rahman, fas'al bihi khabira. You want to know who is Rahman? Those who are informed of Rahman. You make contact with them and they will take you to Al-Tahta Allah. سہل ہو گئی مجھے منزلیں my road became easy for me سہل ہو گئی مجھے منزلیں کہ چراغ راہ کے بھی جل گئے the lights of the road also lit up تیرا ہاتھ میں آ لگا when I gave my hand in your hand everything کہ ہوا کی رخ بھی بدل گئی the direction of the wind also changed at the moment all temptations are against us and we are suffering But the minute you make this connection with Ahlullah and your connection with Allah, now the wind will be in your favor. It won't be against you. It will be in your favor. Then you'll see how easy life has become. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. And don't waste our time. Don't waste our lives. Little of our life, most of our life is gone. Little what is left, make it for the akhirah. May Allah give me and us all tawfiq. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا ومن أهلنا ومن الماء الغالي اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما رقيتنا وارحمنا إن تكلف ما لا يحمينا وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين